let's see how well they can adjust too to the off-speed stuff and the different speeds, because she does throw the occasional fastball as well, and it's going to be the mix of speeds that's going to keep the humble hitters off balance if she's going to be successful. Beal into the line. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and that's swung on and fouled back, and the count goes even 2-2. Danny Randall in yesterday's game against Sonoma went 0-for-2 with a walk. And in talking to her before the game, she's really saying how much the wind is being a factor over the weekend, and especially today. We saw her having to make a diving catch yesterday on a ball that was hit. Looked like it was going to clear the fence easily, but just hit a wall of wind, and she actually had her back to the fence and had to actually dive forward to make the catch as the 2-2 pitch bit outside, and it's 3-2. But give her credit, she stayed with it the whole time, and that actually saved the game the way it was going for Sonoma State the couple innings before Hannah Williams was able to end it. Randall on the 3-2 pitch hits a fly ball in the left field. It is playable, going over to make the catch to strike Kula, and that is the first out. Kind of a hooking fly ball that right went fielder, right over to strike Kula.
15, Sarah Fox.
And that'll bring up Sarah Fox. And if you're Sarah Fox or Darian Harris, you got to love the win right now, as they're the two left-handed hitters in the lineup. And if they can get the ball in the air in the right field, there's going to be a good chance it's going to carry it out. So first pitch to Fox is a off-speed changeup in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, Fox in their first game yesterday against Sonoma State went 1-for-1 with only one pitch at bat. She did walk twice, so she reached base 3 out of her 3 times against Sonoma State in their first game.
Strike one pitch is a bit low. Count even now, 1-1. So Fox, the Capital One Academic All-District team, a GPA of over 3.5 as the 1-1 pitch drops below the bat of the swinging Sarah Fox, and it's 0-2. Again, a drop ball, and again, it was there, and then at the last second, it just dropped. And Fox, expecting the ball to be someplace, was a completely different area, and she has a strike, 1-2. So Katie Beal into the wine. Here's the pitch, and swung on and missed by Fox. Down she goes. And that is the second strikeout of the game for Katie Beal. So two away here in the bottom of the second.
Yeah, both pitchers so far look like they're dealing. Haven't had too much difficulty really throwing strikes right there. That last one was dirty. The end of it just fell out of the ball completely. Sarah Fox really didn't have a chance on that one. Dirty pitch right there from Beal.
And that'll bring up Hannah Williams, who the hero of last game against Sonoma, and she, on the first pitch, fists it into shallow left center field, going out to make the catch to the shortstop, Ashley Long, I'd say about 5-10 feet out on the grass, and the inning is over, so no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left, as the Lumberjacks retired in order. We go to the top of the third, and it is no score. And we go to the top of the third inning here at Arnaiz Stadium in Stockton, California. No score between Sonoma and Humboldt State. Ashley Long up, took the first pitch for a strike. The next pitch was blown inside. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on. Hit foul down the first baseline. Giving pursuit is Allison McKibben is going to land untouched, as it was about, 5 feet in front of her when it landed. And it is a 1-2 count to Ashley Long. Long in yesterday's game went 2-for-3. And the 1-2 pitch, a chopper over to short. The sure-handed Andrea Thomas has it. Throws over to first to take care of Long, and there's one away.
See right there, Katie Obima, the ace of this Jacks team, is absolutely flying through the Sonoma State lineup the first time around. Already has three strikeouts, has retired 7 in a row.
So Obima facing now Aubrey Tolliver, the catcher. She fouls that one back, and it is 0-1. Tolliver in yesterday's game against Humboldt State went 2-for-3, and it was just an outstanding hitting catcher, hitting .329, two home runs and 13 runs batted, and gets hit by the pitch. So Sonoma State will have their first base runner of the game.
Obima issuing a free pass right there, something she's not too familiar with. Only 37 walks and 112 strikeouts on the season, so usually around the zone is Katie Obima. That one probably just got away from her right there. And Sonoma State gets their first runner on base here in the championship game.
Obima Bima into the wind, and the first pitch to Keely Ray, the designated player, is up and in, and it's 1-0. The left-handed hitting Ray went 2-for-3 with a run batted in yesterday. And the 1-0 pitch catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1.
Yeah, Keely Ray hitting out of that 9 spot, the designated player that she has done all season, hitting a .341 average, .404 on base percentage out of that 9 slot. Gotta love it if you're Sonoma State.
1-1 pitch, and that was a fastball that stayed outside, and it's 1-2. Swung on and missed by Keely Ray. So 1-2, one out here, top of the third inning, a runner on first, no score between Sonoma and Humboldt. 1-2 pitch, swung on, hitting a shallow left center field. Coming up and making a running catch is Randall to make the second out. She was ready to fire back to try to maybe double off Aubrey Tolliver, but she was able to retreat in time, and there's two away. So Danny Randall, I mean, playing all the way from deep left field. That ball maybe hung up in the air because of the wind, but
right fielder.
She really had to run a long way, and it was impressive that she was able to catch up to it, and there's two out. Obima now to face Onsea Purdy, and she deals for a strike, and it's 0-1. Purdy struck out to begin the game. One of three strikeout victims for Katie Obima so far. Obima really kicking it up a gear at the right time for the Lumberjacks. The strike one pitch, foul back into the screen, and it's 0-2. Onsea Purdy, again, very dangerous on the base pass. Stole a base against Humboldt State yesterday. 0-2 pitch. That's going to be poked into left field, and it's going to be foul. It's kind of a check swing. They call it kind of an excuse me swing, and was about 3 or 4 feet to the left of the foul line, and it's 0-2.
Yeah, Purdy right there just shortening up the stroke, as you were saying, the excuse me swing. Anything close, trying to put it in play, trying to use her speed as her advantage. We see Julie Pena about 10 feet up in front of the first or third base back, trying to take anything away. Every step matters to Purdy.
0-2 pitch, and it's going to stay outside as Obima tried to get Purdy to commit and chase, but she did not, and it's 1-2.
Purdy in yesterday's game against Humboldt State ended up going 1-for-4 and had a hit in that expedition as well.
And she fouls back that pitch, so it's still 1-2. Against Cal State Monterey Bay in that elimination game, after the game at versus Humboldt State, Purdy went 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs, a run scored, also walked, and stole 2 bases. So she was a very key player in Sonoma State advancing to play in the final round today, as she fouls back that pitch out of plate back at third base, and it's still 1-2. Purdy with 32 total stolen bases on the year. 1-2 pitch from Obima. That's going to be poked up the middle past the diving glove of Andrea Chavez into center field for a base hit. So it's now 2-1 and 2-out. Runners on first and second on the base hit by Purdy.
Yeah, the first hit for Sonoma State coming from their leadoff batter, second time around in the order. Now have runners on first and second, 2-out here. Could get a little something going here early on in the game with that hit by pitch coming to play a factor.
Now bring a Kaylee Condon. She's 0-for-1 as she swings at the first pitch. It's a fly ball deep in the left field. Back goes Randall, looks up, and it is gone and way gone. A 3-run home run for Haley Condon, and the Sonoma State Seawolves have taken a 3-0 lead.
Yeah, just like that. Katie Obima was dealing, had that one hit hits batter, and then gave up a single, and Haley Condon absolutely connects right there, unloads. That one sending about 30 feet beyond the fence, no doubt about it. Big time hit there for the Seawolves and Sonoma State.
Now, regardless of how strong the wind was, nothing was holding that one back.
Yeah, that was absolute rocket. You could tell as soon as that one was hit that it was getting out of the park.
So Sonoma State leading 3-0 here. And again, they need to win this game as it would force a deciding winner-take-all game in about half an hour after the conclusion of this one. Humboldt State only needs to win this one to end the tournament. Hey, no harm done here. Go, man. That'll bring up Megan Konieczka. Konieczka is 0-for-1, popping out to third base. Julie Pena making a nice catch against the backstop fence down the line. A butt dropped by Konieczka, picked up by the first baseman McKibben. Makes the throw to Hollingsworth at the first base bag in time to nip Konieczka, and that ends the inning. But not before the damage is done. 3 runs, 2 hits, No errors. Nobody left. And we go to the bottom of the third inning here at Arnais Stadium in Stockton, and it is 3-0 Sonoma State.